and at this he rid himself of Dolan's gear by lifting it into a tamarisk tree. He bundled it and made it easier to see by breaking tamarisk shoots and twigs from underneath, so he and Diomedes could not miss it on their way back, in the night now swiftly passing. Onward they pressed now, braving spears and blood, and came soon to the bivouac of Thracians at the camp's edge. Here weary troops were sleeping. Armor beside them canted on the ground in three well-ordered rows. The chariot teams were tethered, each one near their charioteer, and in the center Rhesus slept. Beside him snowy horses were tethered by the reins that ran from the chariot rail. Odysseus first distinguished him and whispered, pointing him out to Diomedes, "There is the man. There are the horses Dolon, whom we killed, described. Come, put your back in it, your heart. Why stand here in arms for nothing? Go untie the horses, or let me do it while you kill the men." Grey-eyed Athena filled Diomedes' heart with fury. Whirling left and right, he struck, and pitiable sounds came from the bodies cleft by the sword's edge. Earth ran red with blood. As on a flock of goats or sheep, unshepherded and undefended, a baleful lion falls, the son of Tydeus fell upon those Thracians until he had killed 12. And at his shoulder, Odysseus, adept at war, moved up to drag out by the heels each man he killed, thinking by this to save the beautiful horses from shying at the bodies when they passed, being unused to dead men yet. At last, when Diomedes reached the Thracian king, he took a 13th precious life away, as the man gasped in sleep, nightmare upon him. Meanwhile patient Odysseus freed the horses, hitching them together by the reins, and drove them off. He used his bow to whack them, missing the whip fixed in the painted chariot ready to his hand. With a low whistle, he made Diomedes look, but Diomedes waited, pondering what next to try in the way of outrage. Would he lift the pole and pilfer the king's chariot with his weapons, or take the life of still more Thracian men? His heart distended at the thought, when near him, out of the night air turning, Athena stood and said, "No, put your mind on getting back to your own camp, son of great-hearted Tydeus, unless you choose to run for it, supposing some other god may wake the Trojans now.